It's interesting that the Gemara says that Roimi and Paras, specifically Paras, Persia, is going to be a relevant player at the time that Mashiach comes. And when you think of Paras, you think of the ancient Persian kingdom, the Persians and the Medes, Daryavish, Kairish, the Purim story, Achashverosh was a king of Paras and Madar. So that's really what you think of. And that's a nation that's been wiped off the face of the world for a very, very long time. Although, if you know geographically where Paras is where Iran is today. And if that's the case, it's rather interesting that the Gemara says that Paras, Iran, is going to be a player right before Mashiach comes. I once found a Medrash, saw this years ago. It's a Medrash Esther, Parsha Aleph, Yud Ches. Medrash says as follows, Lo Mekoyer Noisa Paras. Why was Persia called Paras? She Kibla Es HaMalchus Prusais. Because when Hashem gave the Malchus to Paras, Hashem gave it to them piecemeal. So as opposed to saying, you're going to be Melech for a certain amount of time, go nuts, this is your 15 minutes of fame. Hashem actually gave Paras the Malchus, prusais, like a piece of challah. A little here, a little there. Zok de Medrash, echad bimei tarda, the echad bimei ardikiyoin, the echad la asad lavai, and once la asad lavai. That's matim with this gemara right here. By the zara that pays them in base. But either way, it's symbolic in the word paras milashim prusais that it got its malchus prusais. So paras would have its time, but eventually it would come. It would be reinvigorated again. Samach l'moyis haMashiach, and around the time that Mashiach comes, paras is going to be a player. #Iran